洪恩环境英语中高级篇
High Intermediate Part 3
This is lesson one. Let's listen to Stephen as he talks about his son, Peter. Peter is only 2 months old. Listen to Stephen tell us about the things that Peter is too young to do, or that he isn't old enough to do.
Peter isn't old enough to feed himself.He's only 2 months old. He isn't old enough to understand what people say. But Peter is too young to read. And he's too young to play baseball. He isn't even old enough to crawl.
Now listen to and repeat these things that Peter isn't old enough to do.
Feed himself. Old enough to feed himself. He isn't old enough to feed himself. He isn't old enough to feed himself. Understand what people say. Old enough to understand what people say. He isn't old enough to understand what people say.He isn't old enough to understand what people say.
Now you're going to talk about Stephen's son, Peter. When someone asks you if Peter can do certain things, you answer by saying that he isn't old enough to do those things. For example, you hear,
Can Peter feed himself?
And you say,
No, he isn't old enough to feed himself.
Or you hear,
Can he understand what people say?
And you say,
No, he isn't old enough to understand what people say.
All right, let's begin.
Can Peter feed himself?
No, he isn't old enough to feed himself.
Can he understand what people say?
No, he isn't old enough to understand what people say.
Can he talk yet?
No, he isn't old enough to talk yet.
Can he sit up?
No.He isn't old enough to sit up.
Can he dress himself?
No, he isn't old enough to dress himself.
Can he crawl?
No, he isn't old enough to crawl.
Can he stand up?
No, he isn't old enough to stand up.
Remember what else Stephen said about Peter?
But Peter is too young to read. And he's too young to play baseball.
Now listen to and repeat the things that Peter is too young to do.
Too young to read. He's too young to read.He's too young to read. Too young to play baseball. He's too young to play baseball. He's too young to play baseball.
If Peter isn't old enough to read, then you can say that he's too young to read. If he isn't old enough to play baseball,You can say that he's too young to play baseball. Now listen to Stephen tell you about things that Peter isn't old enough to do. Agree with him by saying that he's too young to do those things. For example, you hear,
Peter isn't old enough to crawl.
And you say,
That's right. He's too young to crawl.
Or you hear,
He isn't old enough to feed himself.
And you say,
That's right. He's too young to feed himself.
Okay, let's begin.
Peter isn't old enough to crawl.
That's right. He's too young to crawl.
He isn't old enough to feed himself.
That's right. He's too young to feed himself.
He isn't old enough to hold a bottle.
That's right. He's too young to hold a bottle.
He isn't old enough to dress himself.
That's right. He's too young to dress himself.
He isn't old enough to talk.
That's right. He's too young to talk.
He isn't old enough to stand up and walk.
That's right. He's too young to stand up and walk.
Babies like Peter aren't the only people who aren't able to do things. Remember when Stephen said,
When the alarm clock goes off at 7, I'm too tired to get up. Anne and I are too busy to eat regular meals. We're even too busy to go grocery shopping.
Now listen and repeat.
Too tired to get up. I'm too tired to get up. I'm too tired to get up.
Too busy to eat regular meals. I'm too busy to eat regular meals. I'm too busy to eat regular meals.
Too busy to go shopping. I'm too busy to go shopping. I'm too busy to go shopping.
Now you're going to tell us some things that you can't do because you're too tired or too busy or too something. For example, you hear,
Tired. Get up at 7 a.m.
And you say,
I'm too tired to get up at 7 a.m.
Or you hear,
Busy. Eat regular meals.
And you say,
I'm too busy to eat regular meals.
All right, let's begin.
Tired. Get up at 7 a.m.
I'm too tired to get up at 7 a.m.
Busy. Eat regular meals.
I'm too busy to eat regular meals.
Old. Play with toys.
I'm too old to play with toys.
Polite. Call someone an idiot.
I'm too polite to call someone an idiot.
Intelligent. Make that mistake.
I'm too intelligent to make that mistake.
Poor. Buy an expensive car.
I'm too poor to buy an expensive car.
Now listen to Jake as he makes some suggestions to Stephen about how to take care of Peter.
Can't you just leave a bottle of milk next to his bed?
Peter isn't old enough to feed himself. He's only 2 months old.
When will he be old enough to feed himself?
In a few years.
A few years? Can't you just tell him to wait until morning?
Now listen and repeat.
Next to his bed. Leave a bottle of milk next to his bed. Can't you just leave a bottle of milk next to his bed? Can't you just leave a bottle of milk next to his bed?
Wait until morning. Tell him to wait until morning. Can't you just tell him to wait until morning? Can't you just tell him to wait until morning?
When we make a suggestion, we often start with an expression like, "Can't you just," or "Couldn't you just," or "Why don't you just?" They all mean about the same thing. Now, you're going to make some suggestions that start with the words, "Can't you just," "Couldn't you just," or "Why don't you just?" For example, you hear,
"I can't sleep at night."
"Can't drink some warm milk." And you say,
"Can't you just drink some warm milk?"
Or you hear,
"I'm too tired to get up at 7 a.m.
"Couldn't go to bed earlier." And you say,
"Couldn't you just go to bed earlier?"
Okay, let's begin.
"I can't sleep at night."
"Can't drink some warm milk."
"Can't you just drink some warm milk?"
"I'm too tired to get up at 7 a.m.
"Couldn't go to bed earlier."
"Couldn't you just go to bed earlier?"
"I don't have time to do all this research."
Why, ask someone to help you.
Why don't you just ask someone to help you?
"I don't remember Stephen's phone number."
"Can't look it up in the phone book."
"Can't you just look it up in the phone book?"
"I'm too short to reach that shelf."
Why, stand on that chair.
Why don't you just stand on that chair?
"I'm not strong enough to lift those heavy boxes."
"Couldn't ask someone to lift them for you."
"Couldn't you just ask someone to lift them for you?"
This is the end of lesson 1.